This week, human rights and abuses of minorities made headlines in various Asian nations. Church groups and rights campaigners have called for upholding human dignity and an end to violence. Details ahead. I'm John Lawrenson and you're listening to UCA News Weekly News Summary about and of interest to the church in Asia. The Catholic Church in the Philippines has joined rights organisations to call for an investigation into the killing of 9 activists by security forces in raids in 4 provinces on Sunday. Police and soldiers shot the activists while serving search warrants to look for firearms and explosives. Several victims, including a married couple, were members of human rights group Karapatan, a staunch critic of President Rodrigo Duterte's war on illegal drugs. The couple were reportedly shot in the presence of their 10-year-old son. The Council of the Laity of the Philippines called on the Filipino people to stand for due process and the right to a fair and just trial. Bishop Jose Colin Bagaforo of Kidapawan in Mindanao strongly condemned the bloodshed and called for an end to the killing of individuals and organizations critical of the government by branding them communists or members of insurgent groups. Karapatan Secretary General Christina Palabe said her group would not be threatened or silenced by the killing of its members. As the world marked International Women's Day on Monday, hundreds of ethnic Kazakh and Turkic Muslim protesters joined dozens of Uyghur mothers, sisters and wives in street demonstrations in front of Chinese consulates in Kazakhstan and Turkey to demand an end to China's persecution of Uyghur Muslims. Most of these protesters had either lost their loved ones or fled their homes in China's Xinjiang region, where thousands of Uyghur Muslims are detained in detention camps. China's communist government has been carrying out a genocidal pogrom to crush mostly Muslim ethnic Uyghurs and other minorities in and around Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region since 2014. About 1 million Muslims, mostly Uyghurs, are detained in secretive detention camps in Xinjiang, where they face brutal oppression, including forced abortion, forced sterilization, forced birth control, rape, forced labor, torture, internment, brainwashing, and killings. Western nations, including the United States, have strongly condemned China's Uyghur persecution and termed it genocide. The Vatican has officially recognised the Haemi Martyrdom Holy Ground in Seosan in central South Korea as an international pilgrimage site. Bishop Lazara Yu Hyung Sik of Daejeon said the Vatican recognition was made public on March the 1st, the 200th anniversary of the birth of prominent theologian and local missionary priest Father Thomas Cho Yang Iop, who is on the path to sainthood. Bishop Yu said the Vatican announcement brightens the lives of those who live forever in the memory of the Church. The shrine bears testimony to the great faith of about 2,000 Catholics who were imprisoned, tortured and buried alive during mass persecution of Korean Christians by rulers of the Joseon dynasty between 1866 and 1882. A Jesuit-run school in Indonesian capital Jakarta has begun a free COVID-19 vaccination drive to help elderly people and give added momentum to the Indonesian government's vaccination efforts. Canisius College and its alumni association said they aim to vaccinate at least 2,500 elderly people across the capital from March the 8th to the 13th. Indonesia kicked off its vaccination drive on January the 13th, but only 3.3 million out of a population of more than 270 million have received a shot. Jesuit Father Alexander Koko Siswijayanto, coordinator of the alumni's campaign, said the aim was to help speed up vaccination efforts. Indonesia has recorded more than 1.4 million COVID-19 cases and about 38,000 deaths. Catholic charity Caritas in northern Vietnam has provided food aid for tens of thousands of people who have been badly affected by anti-coronavirus measures in the country's epicenter of the pandemic. Hai Duong province has recorded 701 infections since January the 28th, when the first cases were detected in the province. The province, with 100,000 factory workers, started to be isolated on February the 16th to contain the pandemic. Many places are still in quarantine. Local farmers have thrown away produce that could not be transported to other places because of isolation and quarantine measures. Companies and factories have been closed. Caritas in Haiphong has offered 100,000 tons of rice worth $63,000 to local people, especially those who became jobless due to the coronavirus.
With information overload, how do you filter a premier, independent, Catholic perspective? Welcome to La Croix International. Get global perspectives on religion, culture, politics, economy, science, technology, and much more. Just pay $1 for the first month and understand how Christians engage and make sense of the burning global issues. Find the details in the episode notes or go to international.la-croix.com. That's la-croix.com.
A Catholic priest in eastern India hit the headlines after he left the ministry and joined the ruling Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Father Rodney Borneo of Calcutta Archdiocese took membership of the BJP on Tuesday in Kolkata, capital city of West Bengal state, only weeks before West Bengal's 295-seat legislative house elections. The priest has also resigned as the principal of church-run Loyola High School in the city. The BJP pushes to impose Hindu ideology in India and is supported by radical groups that abuse minorities, including Christians. The BJP aims to unseat the state's ruling Trinamool Congress, a local party that fiercely opposes the BJP. In neighbouring Bangladesh, Catholic and Protestant Christians joined a protest rally after the Forest Department demolished an under-construction church building in the remote Chittagong Hill Tracts region. About 200 Christians formed a human chain and held a silent protest on March the 8th against the demolition of the Seventh-day Adventist church building in Bandaban district. They demanded justice, compensation and an end to persecution of Christians. A group of about 10 persons, including forest officials, demolished the church building in Sathiram Tripura village of Bandaban on February the 25th. The church was supposed to be used by local ethnic Tripura Christian villagers. According to local Christian leaders, an old church structure made of bamboo and straw had existed for years for worship, and it was being replaced with a concrete building. Forest officials denied any wrongdoing and claimed they destroyed the building as it was illegally constructed in a forest reserve without permission. Thousands of Sri Lankan Catholics dressed in black attended Sunday Mass and joined a nationwide protest for what they called the lack of justice for victims of the 2019 Easter Sunday terror attacks. Protesters displayed banners and posters in major cities, including capital Colombo, during the Black Sunday rally. They also observed silence in remembrance of the dead. Church bells were rung and prayers were recited in memory of bomb attacks on three churches during Easter services on April the 21st, 2019. Cardinal Malcolm Ranjith of Colombo urged all members of the government to work together to complete the investigation and deliver justice as soon as possible. Nine suicide bombers affiliated to local Islamist group National Tauheed Jamaat targeted three churches and three luxury hotels, killing at least 279 and injuring at least 500. A five-member commission was appointed by former president Maithripala Sirisena in 2019 to investigate the terrorist attacks. The final report of the commission was handed to the president last month. However, Catholics have complained that the report failed to mention the masterminds of the attacks. In Islamic Pakistan, Christian activists have demanded timely justice from trial courts after the country's youngest Christian blasphemy convict was granted bail. Lahore High Court granted bail to Nabil Massi, who was only 16 when he was arrested on blasphemy charges in 2016 in Bai Feru town in Pakistan's Punjab province. A Muslim filed a complaint alleging that he had liked and shared a Facebook post which defamed and disrespected the Kaaba in Mecca, one of Islam's holiest sites. In 2018, Massi was convicted of committing blasphemy and sentenced to 10 years in prison. He was then 18 and became Pakistan's youngest person convicted of blasphemy. Pakistan's controversial blasphemy law carries an automatic death penalty for anyone accused of insulting Islam and Prophet Muhammad. Critics have repeatedly said that the laws are misused to settle personal scores and vendettas. Minority Christians have often become the target of accusations of blasphemy. In Myanmar, bloodshed continues as people keep marching on the streets to oppose the military coup and to demand a restoration of democracy. This week, two people were killed in Christian stronghold Kachin State in northern Myanmar as security forces stepped up a crackdown against protesters. Four were shot and two died as security forces dispersed protesters with live ammunition, tear gas and rubber bullets in Myit Kyina, the capital city of Kachin, on Monday. At least seven people were injured. Sister Anne Rosa Nu Taung, who earned international acclaim after kneeling in the road to plead with security forces not to shoot protesters on February the 28th, repeated her brave act on Monday in Myit Kyina. Video footage showed doctors and nuns rushing to give medical treatment to injured protesters at a church-run clinic. At least 60 people have been killed in protests since the February the 1st coup that ousted the elected government led by the National League for Democracy. That's all for this week. To help bring you these voices, help us by contributing to keep UCA News available to the world. Go to ucanews.com/donate. We also have daily sermons, Sunday sermons and interviews. Keep reading, listening and sharing. Today's producer was Binu Alex. Until next week, be safe and get vaccinated if possible.